My guest is MSU entomologist Howard Russell. Let's talk about a stink bug. What is one, first of all? And I understand this one most people are seeing is a newer one.
The one people are complaining right now about is the brown marmorated stink bug. And this is one that showed up in Michigan for the first time back in around 2010. And it was first found down in southwest Michigan. And since then, it's been spreading throughout the lower peninsula.
Now, are they harmful to people or pets?
Not so much to people and pets. They're a pretty important plant pest that attack tree fruit, apples, peaches, and also they'll attack a lot of garden crops too, tomatoes and even some field crops, corn and soybeans. So we've yet to see a lot of damage in the fields as a result of this bug. They're most notorious right now because they invade homes in the fall of the year. And what they're doing there is just looking for some place protected to spend the winter. So unfortunately, we're just starting that process. So 4 or 5 years ago, I had complaints of people finding two or three in their homes during the winter. A couple years ago, maybe a dozen or so. But now I'm getting calls from people that see dozens in their home. And unfortunately, that trend is going to continue to go up. Out east where the bug has been around for a while, they shovel them off their front porches. So people can expect to see hundreds, if not thousands, in the next few years of these things on the outside of their homes.
Wow.
Good news, right?
So they don't cause structural damage, but very dangerous to agriculture.
Well, they're important plant pests. So, you know, the last 30 or 40 years, apple research has been pretty successful in reducing the number of insecticides applied to apples, just with good integrated systems, monitoring, and things like that. But the brown marmorated stink bug is going to change all that because they're such a threat. We'll have to apply a lot more to keep them out of the orchards.
So how do we control them? Can we control them?
Well, in terms of homeowners and keeping them out of their homes, I mean, there's things that they can spray in the fall of the year when they see them congregating on the outside of their homes. They can spray them at that point, and there's things that will kill them that people can buy at the local hardware store or Lowe's or some of the big box stores. Once they get in, though, it's a little more difficult. You can sweep them up. And, of course, they stink. As their name implies, they are stink bugs, so they have scent glands that give off a foul odor. Some people out east have found that traps, light traps, work pretty well, and the ones that you can make are as effective as the fancy ones that you can buy. And a light trap is simply an aluminum foil roasting pan that you would buy at the grocery store and fill it with a couple inches of soapy water and shine a desk lamp in it, and the bugs are attracted to the light and they'll crawl into the water and drown.
I'll be darned, but I think you want to advise people the best way is to not even let them in the first place. It's important to seal up any outdoor.
Right, I mean, if you were going to talk about, you know, a management strategy, it would be one to exclude them. Do a thorough inspection in the fall of the year where they're congregating and make sure those areas are tight. Make sure your doors and windows are tight fitting. Sealing homes with vinyl siding is a little difficult because the siding isn't nailed tight to the home. Soffits and siding are, if it's vinyl, they're hung and it's loose and bugs can find ways around it. So sprays will help, and some people claim that dish soap and water is pretty effective. Of course, there's no residual. I mean, there's nothing left that will kill bugs as when it dries down. But once they get in, it's difficult to deal with them.
So when they're in, are there ways we can get rid of them other than just scooping them up and maybe flushing them? Or?
Well, that's probably the easiest way. People have used vacuums to vacuum them up and get rid of them that way. People spray them and then clean up the dead ones or flush them down the toilet or whatever you want to do. You can use your own imagination as to how you get rid of them.
But I've heard they can make the vacuum smell too, so be careful.
And that's true with lady beetles too. So if you're going to vacuum them up, you might want to, next time you see one at a garage sale, an old vacuum, you might want to have one dedicated just for insect control.
Yeah. A vacuum just for the stink bugs, how right. Funny. The lady bugs, is that what you're talking about? I see those throughout the year too.
That's another invasive species, and it's called the multicolored Asian lady beetle, and this is one that showed up, I think, in New Orleans in the early 90s and has spread throughout the country, and it likes to spend its winters in homes as well.
So, Howard, summarize for us what's important for us to know about stink bugs and dealing with them and their potential danger.
Well, they're not dangerous to us. They congregate on our homes in the fall of the year and find their way in. And once they do, you're likely to share their company all winter long. There are things that you can do on the outside of the house. You can spray insecticides to kill them before they get in. And once they're in, you can use a variety of methods to clean them up once they die, or you can use light traps, as I described.
And, Howard, I've got thought of another question. It's still early in spring, but do we have any sense yet of what kind of mosquito season we're heading into?
Most years, it's pretty horrible in Michigan.
So,
and unless we've have an unusual spring where it's really dry and warm and all those vernal pools dry up, we can count on your typical mosquito season or mosquito spring in Michigan, which is horrible.
So, Howard, if people want to learn more about this issue of stink bugs, what do you suggest?
Well, there's all sorts of information online that they can get. Virginia and Penn State and those eastern states, they've been dealing with them now with 10 or 15 years. So they have there's a lot of good information out there. And if you have specific questions, you can contact me. My email address is bugman@msu.edu.
That's Howard Russell, Michigan State University entomologist. And again, his email, bugman@msu.edu. Howard, thanks for sharing your expertise with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Howard Russell, MSU entomologist, and I'm Russ White for MSU Today.